Have you ever noticed how some people seem to stumble into extraordinary success while others grind for years without breakthrough? Here's the uncomfortable truth. It's not about luck, connections, or even raw talent. After interviewing over 2,500 successful entrepreneurs, a clear pattern emerges, a common path that leads to uncommon success. But here's what makes it revolutionary. This path isn't hidden or complex. It's simple, proven, and available to anyone willing to follow it. The problem? Most people chase success instead of creating value, pursue trends instead of passion, and scatter their efforts instead of focusing them. What follows isn't theory, it's a distilled roadmap from thousands of entrepreneurial journeys, revealing how ordinary principles, mastered extraordinarily well, create extraordinary results. Your zone of fire sits at the intersection of what you love and what you're skilled at. Without passion, you'll quit when obstacles arise. Without expertise, you won't deliver enough value to succeed. List activities that energize you, things you do without payment, and skills you've developed that others recognize in you. Where these intersect, you'll find ideas worth pursuing. One entrepreneur bounced from army officer to law school to corporate finance to real estate, chasing success everywhere and finding it nowhere. Then Einstein's words hit differently. Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. He launched a daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs, aligning genuine curiosity with military-honed communication skills. The first year generated just $27,000, but month 13 hit $100,000 in profit. The difference? Focusing on value creation rather than success chasing. Find where your authentic enthusiasm meets your actual capabilities. That alignment creates the energy needed for long-term success. Most entrepreneurs believe broader markets mean more customers. This instinct kills businesses. When you appeal to everyone, you connect deeply with no one. Uncommon success requires identifying an underserved niche and becoming the definitive solution there. Find your niche by narrowing your big idea until it hurts, until you're nervous the market is too small. This discomfort signals you're on the right path. An inventor's bug spray only sold when he stopped marketing it as kills every bug and targeted specific insects. Creating the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs was a painful niche, but it created a unique position with zero competition. Selena Sue merged three distinct talents, marketing strategist, brand builder, and super connector, to serve experts, coaches, and authors, building a seven-figure business facing no direct competition. Creating your avatar, one individual representing your perfect customer, is critical yet often ignored. Give them a name, face, job, hobbies, dreams, and fears. Meet Jimmy, 40 years old, married with two kids, commuting to a job he dislikes. Jimmy became the North Star, guiding every decision, from podcast length, 25 minutes matching his commute, to release schedule, daily. The podcast now generates over 1 million monthly listens. The narrower your focus, the deeper your expertise, the more valuable you become. Your platform delivers your message. Choose from three major options: written, audio, or video. Written content, blogs, articles, social posts, is easily shareable and simple to edit, but faces market saturation and is difficult to repurpose. Audio content, podcasts, audiobooks, allows multitasking and creates intimate connection through voice, but lacks visual representation. Video incorporates both audio and written elements, distributes across multiple platforms, and repurposes into clips, podcasts, and transcripts, but requires extensive preparation and expensive production. The critical factor isn't your preference, it's what your avatar desires. Podcasting won because Jimmy wanted inspiring entrepreneurial stories during his commute, at the gym, while walking his dog, times when videos or blogs weren't possible. Leslie Samuel's journey demonstrates platform importance. After discovering affiliate marketing, he created a blog where detailed articles lived permanently, bringing Google traffic even when he wasn't working. He expanded with email newsletters, podcasting, YouTube, and social media, all driving traffic to his blog. Choose the platform that best serves your avatar, commit fully, and produce the best content possible. Your ideal mentor isn't a billionaire. It's someone currently where you want to be in 1 year. They've recently walked your path, know the pitfalls, and can connect you with the right people. When seeking a podcasting mentor, the goal was clear: run a daily podcast with 365 episodes, grow listenership, generate 5 to 8K monthly, and develop a coaching program. After researching 20 podcasts, Jaime Masters of The Eventual Millionaire emerged as the perfect choice. Jaime transformed everything, providing direction, deadlines, connections to designers and developers, and introductions to influential entrepreneurs. When fear paralyzed at launch time, she delivered the needed ultimatum: launch today or she'd fire him as a mentee. That push led to launching Entrepreneurs on Fire on September 20, 2012. Sean Stevenson's story reinforces this principle. As a local gym trainer seeking broader impact, he connected with 77-year-old entrepreneur Ken Bulk. Reciprocal mentorship formed. Sean transformed Ken's health. Ken elevated Sean's financial literacy. Find someone who recently achieved your goal, approach with genuine value to offer, and be coachable. The right mentor compresses years of learning into months. Jim Rohn said it best: you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. The ideal peer-to-peer mastermind has 3 or 4 people committing to weekly meetings with 95% attendance. Each 1-hour meeting follows a simple structure: 5 minutes per person sharing wins and lessons, 30 minutes for one person in the hot seat receiving focused advice, and 10 minutes for goal setting. The weekly peer mastermind with Rick Mulready and Greg Hickman followed this structure. The accountability was friendly yet serious. Projects got completed because facing partners with excuses was unacceptable. Fire Nation Elite, 100% mastermind, offered weekly live video training, daily Facebook group interactions, and email access after carefully vetting applicants. Jaime Masters' story illustrates the power of intentional networking. In 2010, she cold emailed successful entrepreneurs like Pat Flynn despite having no connections. With clear rules, mandatory attendance, and structured agendas, she created a mastermind family lasting over 10 years. By deliberately creating a supportive, challenging mastermind group, you accelerate growth and ensure accountability on your path to uncommon success. Success isn't a mystery, it's a system. Identify your big idea where passion meets expertise. Niche down relentlessly. Create your avatar and serve them obsessively. Choose your platform based on their needs. Find mentors who've recently walked your path. Surround yourself with a mastermind that elevates you. Create consistent content. Build solutions people will pay for. Construct funnels that build trust before transactions. The principles are timeless. Follow one course until success. Compare only to yesterday's self. Improve 1% daily. Put in the reps. Be consistent. You only need to be right once. All magic happens outside your comfort zone. What separates achievers from dreamers is action. You have the roadmap. The question isn't whether the path works. Thousands have proven it does. The question is whether you'll walk it. Right now, someone with less talent and fewer resources than you is starting their journey. They'll achieve uncommon success, not because they're special, but because they followed the common path with uncommon commitment. Your turn.